Think of it as a big family at the supper table. If you don't want that, I'll eat it. Why are some states turning down economic stimulus money? And could it mean we will get more as a result? Joining us live is Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Tom, who doesn't want the money, and can we eat it?
Well, it started back with Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska decided she didn't want a third of it, although she relented somewhat. But small areas, the Housing Authority of North Platte, Nebraska, Butler County, Liberty Township, Ohio, the governors of Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, a lot of places are saying we either don't want the money or we don't want as much as the government has targeted for us.
Mm-hmm. And what's the motivation? Is it all the same kind of thing?
Well, they vary. I mean, some places are simply conservative. They don't want it. They don't agree with the philosophy of the plan. Here's what Mike Kilburn, Warren County, Ohio, told a TV station. He said, "I don't want any of this Obama stinking filthy stimulus money." So that's a little bit
well,
extreme.
Now. Well, but, if they don't want it, can we, meaning this region, get it?
Yeah, because the money is going to be spent. And so the regions that are quick with their grant requests will get that money because the federal government means to spend every dollar of the stimulus money. Even if it's not this year, it'll be next year or the year after.
Now, some of the politicians who were initially outspoken and saying, "I'm not going to take this money," were kind of shouted down by their own electorate.
Well, that's right. In Alaska, they were going to turn back about $300 million. Now they're going to only turn back about $29 million. So They're going to take most of the $1 billion that was headed to that state. But for many of the locales, the reporting requirements, the transparency, the information that you have to give to the federal government is so onerous that they don't have the means to fulfill the requirements. And that's one of the impediments also.
Tom Temin from our sister station, WFED. Thanks, Tom.